So, what, Chris, what, you trying to say that you'll knock out Michael then? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll knock him out.
What are you punching me for?
Mike, defend the thing, Mike.
This is what I do.
Defend the thing, Mike.
Where from, listen.
I don't come there in the ring. I don't think this is what I do. I go in there, I take people out.
Come on, Chris. Yeah. Come on.
I'm different than the rest. I'm different than us. I'm a real fighter. My last five opponents have a combined record of 73 wins and 4 losses.
No.
You know,
big up, Lee. Did you match make that, Lee?
But there ain't Chris Congo.
Chris Congo.
I'll fight him before the new year's up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, raw. Wait a minute. Man said, right, Chris, are you taking that, Chris?
Wait,
defend South really, London, bro.
You know, I'll fight man tomorrow.
Come on. Bro, I told you, South Man just bounced back.
I'm talking about end of the year. I'll fight man tomorrow. The phone call. We'll be waiting for the phone call. Back in the gym.
You lot are going back and waiting for the phone call. You're going on like you don't have credit on your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to The Fight Is Right. Listen, man, bro, I'm gassed for this.
No, you're gassed.
I'm gassed for this.
You're gassed. I thought you were sexy cold, bro.
We got the one, the only.
BP.
Mr. You know you have to put the Mr. in front of the Lee.
Yes.
Not Bruce Lee, you know. Mr. Lee Eaton. That's the first one.
MTK Global Promoter.
Yes,
my
sir.
Guy.
Come on.
Yeah, mate, my brother from another mother.
And then we got, no, you introduce the other one.
Then we've got the unbeaten, and congratulations on your win that you had on the MTK Global show that was live on IFL.
Hold on. Man, bro, is Tesla sponsoring you or something? Girl, I look like a Tesla hat. God. Bro, that's a serious sponsor. Bro, I want that sponsor. We're going to get that sponsor. I want my percentage as well. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But anyway, go, sorry.
Michael, the problem.
Big problem.
Yeah, big problem. McKinson. Right, the unbeaten welterweight,
yes.
And he's got more belts than a dual carriageway.
Yeah. But let me introduce Mr. Smooth. You see, bro, you see Chris. Chris, like the brother in Desmond's.
Matthew.
Mr. Smooth, sit back, chill, relax, because he knows what's coming. You know what God's got in store for him. The one, the only,
too slick,
Mr. Yeah. Chris Congo. Yes, sir.
What's happening? What's going on?
Right, firstly, we had Chris on two weeks ago. So I had to big up Chris on his fantastic win in beating Luther Clay. That was a very, very good win. But I've also got to big up this young man, Michael McKinson, because Michael put in a very, very skillful performance. I know you've been watching Pernell Whitaker. Go and tell me I'm lying.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
He's one of my favorites.
Right.
Bruv, Spence said it to me. He said, this guy is studying Pernell Whitaker.
Oh, I'm telling you. Right? And then we've got my guy, Lee Eaton. You know what I mean? Promoter extraordinaire. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? No, an incredible rise, I have to say. You know what I mean? Even though we're both at MTK Global, but what I have to say is like meteoric rise in what you're doing and how the shows are being put together. And I'm saying this now. I'm not saying this because I'm the new ESPN Plus fight analysis.
Plug.
That goes.
Come on. Mr. ESPN.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Come on.
The show that went on. I just want man to realize a show that went on the weekend, yeah, stands up to any BT show, any Sky show, right? And I'm telling you that now, just everything, the production, the lighting, how it's put, the fights that were on there.
I'm BT, you know what I mean? Spence, I'm right? BT. Cut right. Up.
I don't care. I'm just telling you how it is. They're not paying me.
Free the hell on IFL TV
right.
As well.
Exactly. Free on IFL. And I'm saying like, your fight against Harkin, like, we got to give props where it's due, because that was actually a masterclass. How did you feel about the fight, brother?
Me?
Well, well Chris didn't fight him.
No, no, he's talking to you. Yeah, I feel good. I've got the job done. What I needed to do, 11 months out of the ring. Pretty easy, to be fair. He was an unbeaten guy, but made it look pretty easy. Yeah, just ready to move on.
Before the fight, a lot of people were saying that the guy is a puncher. And he was pretty avoided. That's right, isn't it, Lee? People were, you know, that was the
A lot of people picked Harkin over Mike.
Wow.
So
and you know, you went out there, you done the job.
He did him again with Mike won every round, obviously with three knockdowns. So good, very good performance, best performance I've seen from him. He's been his own worst critic. And knows obviously he's not got the most exciting style. So for the last couple of fights, he's been getting in there and having a go, a bit of more risks, you know what I mean? So
yes.
He wants to just crack on and get these big fights.
So before we move on to the key question, which is, can we make this Chris Congo fight? I want to know how Chris feels about this. I'm hearing that there's a few sparring sessions that may have gone down. I don't know how true that is because, you know, sparring sessions are rumours. Ref in boxing, and they don't really mean much, to be honest with you. But I don't know. Is that true? You've shared the ring with him once before, Chris?
Yeah. We sparred only once.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like 2017.
Okay.
So, oh, 3 years ago.
Right at the beginning, You were only 2-0 back then. So January 2017. I was training for my first title fight.
Oh, wow. Man knows dates and things.
We've got another knowledge up in the place.
All right. So, Chris, how would you feel about a fight, a potential fight? Because, you know, this is the fight is right. And we're not here just talking, blowing in a wind. You know, we want boxing matches. We want fights that make sense. Because it ain't about just listening to people who are on the internet saying they want to. You know, it's got to make sense. And it's got to be right for you. And it's got to be right for Michael, and it's got to be right for Mr. Eaton as well, because you know he's there to make fights. But how would you feel about a potential fight against Michael?
Listen, I want that fight.
Hey!
I've been saying from early.
Smoke. Right.
You lot need to understand this.
Yes.
Yeah? When I wanted that fight, they didn't want it. And the reason being, and I understand, and I said I understand, you lot was on the verge of going up there in the WBO rankings. You was even talking about fighting Terence Crawford.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And am I lying? Am I lying?
Come on, Lee. Answer that.
They didn't want to fight me. Reason being, I was inactive.
Yes.
Yeah. There was no point of fighting me. And it's a dangerous fight.
Yeah, so, true. At the time when I heard about it, I've never actually discussed this fight. This fight's never been discussed. But someone said to me, what about Congo? And what did Mike get out of it at that time? Which is right. There was nothing. So, that's the truth.
So you didn't really want the fight at the time.
I wouldn't want the fight at the time.
So wait. Okay, so but Mike answer that. Did you want that fight though, Mike? Or was it more to do with the management?
I don't think Mike would fight anyone.
I'd never heard of it before Chris announced it.
It's never been discussed. Never been discussed as like between teams. It was in an interview. That's the only time it's been spoken
like
about.
Like I said, from my old manager, I said I wanted a fight. I've spoke to you, Lee. I've spoke to you.
I've spoke to you before, and you said
to me that there's no point making a fight. Mike is on a stage of going to the world rate and fighting.
He's in the world rankings. Yeah. And at the time, you wasn't fighting 100%.
All right. I was looking for a fight then.
All right. So
hold up. But I don't know if you watched the fight, yeah? But I posted on my Instagram, I posted Mike's calling out certain fighters. But the first man to come out of his mouth.
Chris Congo.
The first man.
The first.
The first. after his emphatic win, right, against Hakim was you. So therefore, Mike must see something in you while he's calling to say he wants to fight you.
But can I just say something? Doesn't that, isn't this where the promoter and his, you managing Mike as well, Lee?
I manage Mike, yeah.
Yeah, so isn't this the part where, and a lot of people don't understand this part of the game, where fighters, it's like me and Ant, you know, people are offering us fights. I was like, bro, what are we fighting you for? You know that makes sense. And I guess this is where the manager has to play his role if it makes sense. This is why I say the fight's got to make sense.
I hear that.
Both of them.
I hear that. Yes. But this is called the fighters, right? And the two fighters are calling at each other.
All
right. So, right.
And that's,
Lee
this is,
a very smart man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
But Lee, this is true.
Don't be fooled about his hat that he's got on right now. Lee is a very, very smart man.
Come on, you can't get to that level.
Right, you can't. Smart. Lee's a very clever guy. Yeah, and he's got very powerful advisors as well.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, these two men want to fight each other. Mike, you want to fight Chris Congo, right?
100%.
And you think you could beat Chris Congo, right?
100 million percent, yeah.
Aye! Aye! Fire! 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 Right. So,
wait. You see Chris drop for the drink. I know them moves there, Chris, when you just draw for the drink, you're smooth. You're like, ah, cool, say nothing, innit? Bro, I'm gonna bang you up when I
so
see
Chris,
you.
Chris.
Let's go, bro.
Let's go,
Let's go. Bruh. So wait there, Chris. You're gonna make the man call you up West South London, bro. What's the matter with you?
Listen, like I said,
Chris ain't no long talking.
I wanted to fight from long time ago. And till now, I still want this fight.
All right, so Lee, I'm going to get straight to the...
He's the only man in the welterweight division that has called Michael out.
So, is there or would there be a stumbling block to making this potential fight on the fight is right? When we have Chris Congo...
we're not going to talk about that
now. No, we're not talking about the money. We're not talking about
the fight. We have to speak to his management team.
Yeah, we're not talking about... But, as far as I know, Chris is his own manager. He's got a manager
Michael
on paper.
Chris wants to fight 100%.
Come on, listen.
All right,
if
listen.
But hold on. Chris is, what, you number 14?
Number 14, yeah.
And Michael's number 7 or 8, so...
Come on, the fight makes sense, so...
A fight that needs to be made.
So what I'm saying
that's
is...
That's what I'm talking about, Lee. Press the button.
Nobody
wants to fight either of them.
So it's illogical.
It's a no-brainer.
It's logical, but what is not logical, what may not seem logical, which is what Tunde Ajay is going to make logical, is Chris Congo, I want 5%. Michael, I want 5%, and Lee, I want 5%. So that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And we split that in the middle. Seven percent each.
Yeah, Lee, I'm coming out with more than anyone.
Yeah, mate. Plus, I get paid for doing the analyst work. We're on to a winner here, sir.
Well, listen, man. You know, this ain't no long
conversation. You've got to give props. So obviously for Chris, because he had a long layoff and come out and fought Luther Clay, and everyone thought because Luther Clay was on a roll, obviously a lot of people picked Luther Clay, and Chris went out and destroyed him. So Luther Clay's turned down the fight a couple of times with Michael.
Oh wow! Yes,
obviously, he turned it down.
Yeah, Esselman turned the fight down. So a lot of people have turned the fight down, but Chris. Seems like he wants to fight, so fair play to him.
Chris is
fair play to Michael.
I don't want to fight him like it. I know I want it.
Come on, Chris, bruv. This is what I like. Smoke ting.
I'm on.
Right, Chris, would you win the fight? Yeah. Would you win the fight, Chris? Would you win that fight?
100%.
Hold on, wait.
I'm winning the fight.
Did you see Chris's eyebrows?
I'm not all these other guys that Mikey's got. They ain't on my level.
Come on.
Listen, one fighter, Luther Clay. I've had 750
It don't matter who I'm
fighting.
One fighter ain't on my level. This Hawking guy ain't on my level.
Press the button.
You're a boxing man. You know you're boxing. You know these guys ain't on my level.
Come on, Chris.
That's why, before the Luther Clay fight, I was ranked 36. And I went from 36 to be in top 10.
Come on.
Yeah. So you know these people, right?
I'm not Luther Clay, man. I've done over 100 rounds with Luther Clay. He's never landed with a glove on me.
Listen.
It's a different level.
had one fight. You look good.
And I banged him out straight.
You look good. Yeah, you look good.
But I didn't need no warm up.
Come on.
I didn't need that.
Well, Lee, let me tell you, Lee, this is why I say Lee, Mr. Lee Eaton, not Bruce Lee. I'm going to call you Bruce Lee Eaton. That's what I'm going to call you. Because you're sitting there so smooth, rubbing your chops. You're like, yeah, mate, like, this is going down, mate.
You just got to get the popcorn.
Yeah, get the popcorn.
Get the popcorn, ready.
But Lee, come on, man. We, myself and Spencer Fearon, we've done our job. It's up to you, the promoter, now. You got two.
It's going to be conversations between the two teams. Obviously, yes, his management and us.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. Obviously, he's got a promoter in Eddie. So there's things that obviously can be put in place, and obviously it can happen. But obviously, they both want it. So let's see what happens.
What did another one of you lot's nemesis or in the, he said, if the fans want it, they're going to get it. You understand? If the fighters want it, they're going to get
it. But if the fighters want it.
Yeah, if the fighters want it. But the fans play a part. I guess if, you know, both got huge support and both of them, you know, these are two of the most avoided waterweights in the country.
100%.
Who nobody seems to want to fight. Who now have said live on The Fight Is Right that they're willing to fight each other. Both of them have great rankings with the WBO. It's a fight that makes sense. And let's get it on.
Yeah, this is what I want to know from you, Mike. Why are you the better fighter?
Listen, I deserve my chance because I've been in the top 10 in the UK for the last 3 years. Wow. I've had 7 50-50s on paper, and I've made.
Say that again. How many 50-50s have you had?
7 50-50s.
That needs to be applauded.
7 10 rounds. I've took chances. I've been about here for a couple of years now. I still haven't had my big fight. I deserve it more than anyone else in that welterweight division.
Same question goes to Chris.
Yeah. Same question to you. Why are you the better fighter?
What was the question?
Why are you the better fighter?
Why am I the better?
Why are you the better fighter?
Because I believe in myself. I believe in myself. And I work 3 times as hard as any welterweight division in the division. I already said it.
Hard work, nobody don't lie.
And listen, let me tell you something. You see, when you see certain fighters, they come out, you don't hear from them for a while, and then they come back, and people start thinking, wow, he's going straight in with someone. Okay, is he going to win? Oh, no, we don't know. And then he wins in a good fashion, and then every fighter you see only goes up from here.
Mm.
They never go back down. They always go up.
Good
point.
So
this is my time now. Now I'm on the up.
Come on.
So anybody that they put in front of me, regardless, it don't matter. They're going to leave. This is my time.
Bro, I see Michael twitching
now
there.
Now I'm here to take over.
So come
I'm
on.
Telling you, it's fact. Look at all these fighters. They've been out, and then they come back, and they go straight up.
Mm.
They don't take no L's. This is me now, Chris Congo. I'm going up. I'm telling you.
So, what, Chris, what, you trying to say that you'll knock out Michael then? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'll knock him out.
What are you punching me for?
Mike, defend the thing, Mike.
This is what I do.
Defend the thing, Mike.
Where from? Listen.
I don't come there in the ring. I don't play. This is what I do. I go in there. I take people up.
Come on, Chris. Yeah. Come on.
I'm different than the rest. I'm different than us. I'm a real fighter. My last 5 opponents have a combined record of 73 wins and 4 losses.
No.
You know,
big up, Lee. Who's matchmate? Did you matchmate that, Lee?
But there ain't Chris Congo.
What the hell? Yeah, there's no Chris Congo.
There ain't Chris Congo. I promise you.
Come on.
I ain't seen no one like me.
All right.
So, what, Chris, what, you trying to say that you'll knock out Michael then? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll knock him out.
Mike, defend the thing, Mike.
This is what I do.
Defend the thing, Mike.
Where from? Listen.
I don't come there in the ring. I don't play. This is what I do. I go in there. I take people up.
Come on, Chris. Yeah. Come on.
I'm different than the rest. I'm different than us. I'm a real fighter. My last 5 opponents have a combined record of 73 wins and 4 losses.
No.
You know,
big up, Lee. Who's matchmate? Did you matchmate that, Lee?
But there ain't Chris Congo.
What the hell? Yeah, there's no Chris Congo.
There ain't Chris Congo. I promise you.
Come on.
I ain't seen no one like me.
All right, listen.
Listen.
Lee, where you gone, mate?
Nah, someone must have told him, yeah.
Yeah. Listen. This is enough. Listen, you have two very, very confident young men in Chris Kongo.
Two unbeaten prospects.
This is what boxing needs, you know, at this time. And sometimes it has to be tactical. That's why I say Mr. Lee Eaton has to be tactical about the situation, being Michael's manager. But I think this is a win-win situation. If Lee is confident in his man as his man is confident in himself, Chris definitely is confident because Chris is from the South and this is how we get down. And as I say, in the South, we don't train for points wins. We train for KOs. So I'm back in the South. Well, I got to stay out of this.
Now, you're too late. You said you're back in the South.
Yeah. But Chris is a bit different you know, I watch Chris grow and what have you. But that's not to say I'm a boxing man and I want to see a great fight between the two of you. If the fight can be made, nobody can't take back their talk. Because this is live. This is recorded. No one ain't taking back no talk. Everybody said it. Michael said it. He wants to fight. Chris has said it. He wants to fight. Yep. Lee said it. We got to make this fight. So, the fight is right.
100%. Lee.
I'll fight him before the New Year's up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Wait a minute. Man said, right, Chris, are you taking that, Chris?
Right,
defend South really, London, bro.
You don't matter. I'll fight man tomorrow.
That's right. Bro, I told you, South man just bounced back.
I'm talking about end of the year. I'll fight We'll be waiting for the phone call. Back in the gym.
You lot are going back. You've been waiting for the phone call. You're going on like you don't have credit on your phone.
Guys, we got to take the example of Mr. Lee, Bruce Lee Eaton, because you see Lee, Lee's just got his hands like this. You know, bruv, you know the little thumb thing. At least doing a little thumb thing, like, yeah, cool, let them talk, let them blow out their energy. You get what I'm saying? But it's been great talking to both men. And listen, you two are true professionals. You know, you're both confident in one another. That's what I like. And you're confident without being disrespectful. You know, that's what I like to see, you know, in professional.
Apart from Michael saying that Chris Kongo's opponents are rubbish. That is weak.
No, but that's not really disrespectful. That's just his own opinion.
Yeah, he said they're rubbish.
You get what I'm saying?
Luther Craig. I've done a lot of rounds with him to no levels, you know?
Okay.
I also believe in the welterweight division, Chris Kongo is probably the most dangerous opponent in the UK for me.
Okay.
I know that.
It seems that for everyone.
100% beat him, though. Guarantee I'll beat him. Just give me my chance.
You heard what he said, Lee. Give him his chance.
This is a big fight, you know, Lee. We got to speak to either the people at BT or Sky because this fight is serious. This ain't no YouTube fight. This is a serious fight.
Good fight. It's a great fight. Two unbeaten prospects, both won it. See what we can do, eh?
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all sincerely from both me and Spencer for joining us this evening and taking your time out of your busy training lives and promoting and managerial lives. We thank you.
Yeah. Chris, you just finished training, innit?
Yeah.
I can light a match on your face, bro.
All right, guys. It's been great. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lee Eaton, Michael McKinson, Chris Kongo on The Fight is Right.
Come on down.